name all three Hadstrom witches had inherited from their mom, back over her shoulder. Not sure which one it would actually be at this point.
Well, good thing your boyfriend's a physics professor, huh?
Emily elbowed her oldest sister in the ribs and laughed.
Like, how lucky did you get with that one, huh? Whatever questions you can't answer, Laura, turns out Nathan can.
I don't know if I'd necessarily call that lucky, Em. More like compatible.
What? Compatible?
Emily stopped in the middle of the walkway, halfway between the top of the stairs and the Hadstrom sisters' front door.
Wow. Talk about a hopeless romantic over here, huh? You sure you can't come up with a better description than that?
Maybe I could if I wasn't... Laura stopped a few feet ahead of her youngest sister and cocked her head. Nikki looked up from staring at the yard beneath her and studied Laura's frown.
If you weren't what?
Wondering what the heck's going on in our house right now.
What?
The Hadstrom sisters all looked up at their house, which now flashed from the inside with a multitude of different colored lights, one right after the other.
Looks like someone's throwing a rave in our living room, Emily muttered.
I seriously doubt that Chuck and Nathan would have anything to do with raves. Nikki cocked her head and shifted her weight onto one leg.
Okay, maybe Chuck, if I went with him, but not Nathan.
And they definitely don't have enough firepower between the two of them to be blasting off that kind of magic. I seriously hope not. Come on.
Laura headed up the walkway again toward their front door, and her sisters followed.
Emily blinked quickly and shook her head.
Wait a minute. You hope they don't have enough magic for that? So, you're hoping that something in our house that we don't know about does have enough magic to throw a rave in our living room?
No, Em. Laura paused on the cement block of their front porch and held up a hand for her sisters to wait. I meant that I hope it's not them getting in trouble with magic nobody can control lately.
Except for us.
With a smirk, Emily folded her arms and raised an eyebrow at her oldest sister.
Because we have the Hadstrom magic jumper cables.
Laura puffed out a sigh and held her open hand toward Nikki. Nikki grasped it, then grabbed Emily's fingers with her other hand until the sister witches formed a chain on their front porch.
Don't try to cast anything until we know what's going on, okay? The last thing we need is for three spells to backfire at the same time because we couldn't decide on where to funnel our focus.
Got it. Emily nodded.
Yep.
Okay. One, two, three. Laura twisted the doorknob on their front door, which was fortunately still unlocked, and shoved open the door. The flashing, multicolored lights continued inside, now punctuated by high-pitched shrieking every few seconds after a particularly bright flash. The sisters stepped inside, all connected by their hands, and Emily lashed her foot out behind her to slam the door shut. The source of all the surprised yelling and the out-of-control spell casting in their living room didn't seem to notice the Hadstrom sisters had come in. Quickly, Laura, Nikki, and Emily rushed across the foyer and into the living room on their left. They stopped right inside the entryway and stared with wide eyes at what none of them had expected to see.
Wow, look at that.
Emily dropped Nikki's hand and scratched her head.
A pea brain with broken magic.
Nikki glanced back over her shoulder and hissed.
That's Dave.
I know. And there he was, the owner of Blue Silk Records, Chuck's best friend, and the last human host the Hadstrom sisters had saved from the Goraphrex's possession. Dave's hands were outstretched in front of him, sparks of every color bursting from his fingertips as he tried in vain to aim them away from anything that might be severely damaged from his lack of magical control, which was probably everything. A sharp bark and a whine came from the ceiling. The Hadstrom sisters looked up, and all three of their jaws dropped when they saw their immortal bulldog Speed doggy paddling through the air right below the ceiling, suspended by bubbles of daylight.